Larry?
Yes, Mr. President.
What about the Pearson column this morning?
I've had my inspectors on it now. The only thing I can determine, first of all, or as best I can determine, there was no memo. But apparently a report was included on what took place on this in the White House report on, you know, our week's activities over there. I've got my inspectors on it now. You know, I never saw a memo to you. And so I assume, therefore, it is not specifically a memo. But the word I have is I'm over here on the demonstration city meeting now. I haven't been in the office this morning as yet, but I have the inspector.
Get on it tonight. Let's see whether your people are talking about what they say the White House or whether they're taking your files or what's happened.
Yeah, something has happened.
Nobody asked you for any such statement, did they?
No, sir. And the best I can see when I read it this morning, I said to myself, hell, I can't understand that because I never dictated or suggested the dictation of a memo to you on this matter. So then, checking it out, I find that in the White House report submitted here each week, you know, where you go over everything that happened during the week.
Prepared that for you.
That's prepared by the Public Information Office over there. And I've asked them to have on my desk the names of those in that department that see that report. That'll be on my desk when I get back from McMullen's office this morning. And, you know, I'll have my check finished by noontime.
Another thing we want to see is what do we do about this pay raise bill? Yeah. If we sign it, we break through and cause every labor union to have the increase. We veto it, they override it overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
If we veto it, we make all the federal employees 2 million of mad. If we sign it, we make 40 million people who are working feel like that they got a right to. We've done it for the federal people.
Yeah, that's a damn dilemma. I haven't looked at it this morning. Schultz just left here. So, how badly off are we on it?
Well, they made it move to July instead of January.
The only vote against that was Mike Monroney, you know. Monroney was the only fellow that stood up for us in the committee. Which surprised me. I didn't think he would stand up, but he did.
Well, look into it and let's see what's policy. I think you ought to talk to the Secretary of Treasury about it. He feels very strongly we ought to veto it.
All right.
I would doubt that. On the other hand, if we break through with this, break everybody ourselves, well, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
Okay, I'll check.
Get the other thing, and I would say whoever wrote him that a general policy. I wouldn't write things like that at all.
Yeah, well, I agree totally. I agree. That's why I couldn't understand the memo.
Just tell him that you'll bring those to your attention and whatever we need to know here why you call me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me.
We're on demonstration studies here right now. And then I'm going up to McClellan at 10:30.